All right, our next presenters are here to talk about NFB Newsline. I know a number of us already have the service. Some of us only choose to access it maybe in one or two ways. We want to talk about NFB Newsline just because it, for those who don't know, and then also to talk about the different ways of accessing it. So I am going to call on Mr. Lee Martin and his team of presenters to tell us about NFB Newsline in the 25 minutes that we have left for the morning session. So if the co-host could unmute, Lee.
Yes, Madam President. Just want to thank you once again for allowing me this opportunity to share with you guys over in Illinois. My name is Lee Martin, and I'm the coordinator for NFB Newsline in the state of Indiana, where our president is Mr. Ronald Brown. I want to thank Dave for allowing me this opportunity as well to expound on NFB Newsline. Once again, NFB Newsline is a free audio information service, and it allows print challenged citizens, those that are blind, as we say in the Federation. I'll expound a little bit for those that are legally blind or those that are visually impaired. This service also extends itself to individuals that have certain forms of dyslexia or can't turn pages with their printed in their hands. This program has been around for a number of years, and I know that as I peruse the information channel over in your state, Illinois, I find that there's a plethora of information there regarding state research. And would like to encourage your listeners to visit that your state information channel. They put quite a bit of work into that so that it can keep citizens informed. The National Federation of the Blind Newsline Service, it continues to evolve as time evolves. I find that to be steady and consistent with this service. Some of the evolutions that we have had here with NFB Newsline, one of them is with the virus that we have, the pandemic, continues to allow our subscribers to gain access to the information related right directly to the virus. With Johns Hopkins University. I would say for the subscribers and those of you that have not subscribed to give that some great consideration. It helps us keep up to date, even with all the news that we have about it on the radio and television. This gives you a different in-depth to it all. Another evolution of the National Federation of Blind Newsline is our recent NFB Newsline app. This particular app has been reformed as 3.0. You can readily find that app and by visiting your app store or just or those that you have subscribed to it, you'll see it on your NFB Newsline app. And you just put in your credentials and move forward, and you'll be right there on it. One thing that many subscribers that are using this particular service, they're enjoying the KNFB Reader Basic. I've tested it on a lot of reading materials, even my screen on my computer, as well as many of the documents that I receive in mail. It is a great resource to have, and I am grateful that this particular feature has is on NFB Newsline. Another thing that we're doing right now is staying current with the elections. And for many of you that are in Illinois, I do know how important the elections are to each of you, as it is to each of us in the country. So, there, You can also keep up in the elections. You can keep up with the candidates on both parties running for presidential election. You can keep up with both of those candidates. I find that to be a very interesting read. There's so much to keep up with, as you know. There's also, you can keep up with a voting survey. There's a voting survey that the National Federation of the Blind is asking subscribers to fill out. If you, you know, they would like, we would like to know what your take is on your experience of voting. If you're running into problems, or even if you had a great experience, those are things that we would like to know. As an advocacy group, that's vital for us to know, to make sure that we are keeping up with our subscribers and our patrons with the NFB Newsline. Also, with the NFB Newsline, there has been some new additions. We have like the breaking news section where you can read over 36 to 38 different publications there. They're taking off the wire, and you can read it updated. It's updated hourly. Publications such as ABC, BBC, CNN, Fox News, Huffington Post, ESPN, just a plethora of those up there. There's a new publication up there that I particularly like, and it's called Root, R-O-O-T. It's relatively new, and I would encourage you guys to go visit, you know, the breaking news. We also have national publications such as the New York Times, the Washington Post, UPI, and there's about 14, well, about 11 others up there as well that you can read on a daily basis. You can also read many of your local publications. I noticed that you have a good lineup of publications over in Illinois to read. And I'm sure that the NFB Newsline staff there is working on getting you more publications as finances allow it. Also, there is in your, excuse me for a second, getting some interference here. There is in our magazines, we have 90 magazines, and we're continuing to add on to magazines. We get a lot of requests, and there's a lot that goes into whether you that request is met or not, but we are working hard on getting those requests done. One of the areas of the magazines that I'm really enjoying is our kids publications right now. There's been four editions added to that. Kids Corner, it is a great read for our children. One of those is Stone Soup, and that's particularly by children and written by children, and very interesting read. There's also the National Geographic that's there as well. We try to have publications there for each and every one from our students, our adults, our youth, and our seniors. I've picked up a lot of good information off of the NFB Newsline service, and I'll share with you a few comments that I had received that kind of sticks in my mind. A young lady that was blind, she's an adult now, but as a kid, she would go to the grocery store with her family, and she was an avid Braille reader. And she would always wonder when her parents was talking about the magazines on the magazine rack, she would wonder, just what are they reading on that magazine rack? And when NFB Newsline became a service and she learned out about the service, she was able to access a Better Homes and Gardens that her family always talked about when they were reading it. Now she's, as an adult, she could access that. And also a senior that had moved from one city, transplanted from one city as he became older and had to move in with his family. When he moved in with his family, I'm getting some interference there. As he moved in with his family, he wanted to know what was going on in his hometown where he grew up. So he got access to the NFB News 9 service, and he was able to read what he wanted to read. And that's in particular, like most seniors, they want to read the obituaries. So he told me he just wanted to make sure that he wasn't in there. So I thought, and with our students that are attending college, there's the search mechanism on this new NFB app that I think you guys should take a look at. It is really good. And we devoted a lot of time to making sure the format of it is easy to use and access. I would continue to encourage individuals to utilize the NFB Newsline. As I stated earlier, it continues to evolve and it continues to stay current, and it continues to keep our consumers informed. And we do know that informed consumers make informed decisions, and we as blind citizens are a part of that total equation. So thanks to NFB Newsline, and thanks to the hard work that's going on within the state of Illinois, this service will be readily available for you. So, Madam President, that's my report.
Lee, thank you so much. I think there is someone with a raised hand. I think we have Lewis Wood, David Meyer, and then probably Ellen Bartel. She might be calling for a door prize, but we'll go to Lewis first.
Hello.
Hello, Lewis. How are you?
I think you're unmuted, Lewis. Go ahead. Well, maybe he's not.
Should be unmuted now.
All right. How you doing, Lewis?
Lewis?
Well, we can go to Dave Meyer while we try to see what's going on with Lewis.
Are you there, David?
Yes, I am. Just wanted to add a couple of things to what Lee had to say. And thank you so much, Lee, for such a wonderful presentation. I got to turn off my speech because it's interfering with me. Anyway, there are a couple of things that Newsline subscribers, both old and new, may want to take advantage of. Job listings by Career Builder, and also federal job listings for those who are looking for employment. Also, I know that we are doing a bit more TV watching these days. And TV listings can be a very, very nice feature in terms of finding out what's on, when it's on, and sometimes get a program summary of what a particular program is. I know my wife is sighted, and she doesn't even look at the TV guide anymore. If we're eating, she'll say, "Are my game shows on tonight? Call Newsline and find out if my game shows are on tonight or some other night." And so that's how we access it.
Okay.
Yes, Dave.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was going to go to the next question unless you had a follow-up.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'll speak after that question.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Sabrina Kimbrough was seeking the floor.
Lewis Wood is now unmuted.
Oh, Lewis, go ahead.
Yeah, I was using the space bar. Apparently that doesn't work when you guys have to do this. That was my mistake. I was wondering, when's the Android version going to be coming out? Do you have any ETA on that?
Well, Dave, you might have some more information than I do on that, because I don't have any information on that. But if you wanted to find out, you can call our national office there for NFB Newsline. And that number there is 800-504-7300. You can call and inquire with that particular question or any question that you may have about the service. So, Dave, do you have any ups on that? I don't know if Dave is still on the line or not.
Yeah, he's still on, but I don't think he is aware.
Yes, I just wanted to add to something that David just mentioned there with some of the other publications that we do have.
Yeah, I'm actually not aware of anything else. So,
okay. And I do know that you can go to our breaking news section, and there is a section there on the Android. So you can go there to breaking news and read more about the Android. We also, like I said, we do have the international publications, which is growing as well. We did mention the magazines, and those are global publication search that is, like I said, it is fantastic for students to use and anyone to use. We do have Spanish publications right now. I think it's a total of 5, and I think they're adding another Spanish publication to NFB Newsline. And as Dave mentioned, TV listings, there's also retail ads that we find to be very interesting. I use those quite a bit from Walmart and Target. I know that certain states have different retailers more than we do here in Indiana. And you can also learn about the NFB, and then one of our flagship publications that you can read about on NFB Newsline is our Braille Monitor. So there's a plethora of information that you can access with this service. I would say continue to utilize the service, and the more you use it, you'll find how accessible it is. And then encourage other people to use it, because we are trying to get it into our here in Indiana, we're trying to get a Newsline into our social study classes at the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Because we know that this is a valuable tool that's going to help students once they graduate from high school and go further along in their education and in their daily lives. So this is a very vital program that is a service of the National Federation of the Blind. And it is just a gift that is one of the many gifts that the Federation offers.
Okay, Dave is seeking the floor again.
Yeah, I was just going to say that for anybody who does not have Newsline and is interested in subscribing, you can give me a call. You can give me a call, and that my number is 708-606-7091. If you're interested in signing up, please give me a call. Hope I find a lot of them.
All right. Well, we are coming to the end of our morning general session. Before we conclude, I'm going to call for a few door prizes if Miss Ellen Bartelt is ready. And I'm also going to remind folks who can, because I do know Wi-Fi can be a little strange at times, stay on the line, keep your line open. The students will be coming up at noon with their virtual student lunch. So, and then we will be back late on in the afternoon with our afternoon general session. So, Ellen, if you are ready for a door prize.
In honor of our student division, our door prize, which will only be won, was donated by our student division of $50. And that goes to Ivana Jerko.
Ivana Jerko. I don't know that she is in the room. All right, Ellen, draw again.
George Villa?
George Villa. If you're here, I saw you earlier. Raise your hand, please. George Villa.
George is physically waving his hand at the camera.
He's waving his hand at the camera. Okay. Well, we'll take that. And we know it's him. So we know he's here. So we will have George's $50. And is that it for now, Ellen?
Yep, that's it for now.
All right.
There'll be a lot more this afternoon.
Okay. Well, we will see you guys at the student lunch. Like I said, please put everything on mute and stay tuned for more action from the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. Have a good lunch, everybody.